Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in today for Andrew McKay on the Pensacola Morning News. It is always an honor to sit in this chair and be with you for the next 4 hours. I appreciate Andrew giving me the opportunity to be here today. I've got a great lineup of guests coming up in a little bit. We'll be talking a lot about the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, what we do, how we support businesses in our community, but we'll also have guests talking about economic development in Northwest Florida, things that they're seeing, things that are happening. And then we'll get some perspectives from Tallahassee. As David was saying during the news, the budget was just signed yesterday by Governor Ron DeSantis, and there are new laws that go into effect today, being July 1st. Hard to believe we are halfway through 2025, but we'll also have Andrew Wiggins from the Florida Chamber who will join us to kind of go through what happened this session, how the changes will impact the business community, and what to expect. Having just wrapped up, they'll be heading back to Tallahassee for committee weeks not too long from now. So other guests we'll have, Josh Newby. He's the president and CEO of the Council on Aging, but he is also heading up this year's Leadership Pensacola program, and he will give us an update on Leadership Pensacola, or as we'd love to call it at the Chamber, LEAP. LEAP is a tremendous program, over 40 years now, has churned out leaders in our community. If you go through the roster of LEAP alumni, it's pretty amazing to see the folks who are involved with business, with government, with nonprofits. It's a great program, and looking forward to hearing from Josh about this upcoming LEAP year. We'll also have Chris Platte, as I mentioned, economic development. He is the president and CEO of Florida West. It's our economic development organization here in Escambia County. So Chris will give us an update on some of the projects he's working on and what he's seeing in terms of the economy for Northwest Florida. We'll also hear from Eric Gilmore. He's the emergency manager for Escambia County. Obviously, we are in hurricane season, and there is some activity out there right now. So we'll get the latest from him and what you need to know and do to prepare for hurricane season this year. We're here from Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton Wright. Will give us an update on what's happening in Santa Rosa County. Colton is very involved with a lot of their economic development and military initiatives over there, so we'll hear from him. As I mentioned, we'll also have Andrew Wiggins from the Florida Chamber to give us a state perspective on what's been happening with the budget and new laws that go into effect today. Later on, we'll hear from Nicole Gieslassen. She runs the Haas Center at UWF, really diving into some of the economic development data and that they're seeing in what's happening in Northwest Florida. We'll also hear from David Dellman. He is the board chairman for the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and kind of get an update from him on our initiatives at the Chamber, things we've been working on the last few years, and what's happening there. And then we'll wrap up. Our last but not least guest is former Chamber CEO Clay Ingram, who is now in Tallahassee. So we'll hear from him on some of the things he's been seeing over there as well, but also just kind of always great to talk to Clay, a Pensacola native, friend to many here, and just an overall great guy. So excited to be here. We've got a great lineup. Hope your Tuesday is off to a great start. I'm very excited to be here sitting in for Andrew McKay. Again, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is here to serve you. We are over 1,100 members here in Northwest Florida, and we range everything from the, you know, sole proprietors to our largest employers. And it's a real honor to be the head of this organization. We are the oldest chamber in the state of Florida, founded in 1889. It's really awesome to be able to lead this organization, be a part of the business community here in Northwest Florida, trying to influence things for the better, to continue moving our economy forward, continue to bring those jobs to Escambia County in Northwest Florida, and really keep the momentum going. It's really strong right now, and we want to keep it going. So again, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay today. We'll be right back after some commercials.
Hey, so we've got a new advertiser on the program, and I'm so excited about them because I think it can really solve a problem for you. Hopefully you don't have, but that we will all as homeowners have eventually. If you need a new roof, who do you call? Well, it's hard to know, right? Because it's just, I mean, this is a difficult thing to figure out. Quality Roofing Solutions. Brian Ward, the owner, sat down with him the other day and met him and toured their facility and saw the warehouse. They actually built a warehouse because when they were dealing with Sally, they ran into some logistical trouble and, you know, couldn't get certain things. And they thought, well, let's avoid that problem in the future. Let's create a warehouse so that we have the resources we need. We've got a bunch of jobs going on all around town. Let's create mobile distribution centers and vans so that we can basically bring products to our guys working in the field, and then we can scan everything in and out from the van so that we have inventory control so we know exactly what things were used on every single project based on the scan. I mean, that level of attention to detail and logistical improvement makes them very efficient, but also they're just persons. You know, they're here in the community supporting local youth sports, supporting local charitable organizations like Art Gateway, and just trying to do whatever can be done to be good citizens in the community. 777-0961 or qualityroofingsolutions.com.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in today for Andrew McKay as he's out on a little break. But let's kick it over to David Wayne in the newsroom for the latest headlines.
Well, good morning, Todd. Good morning, PJ. The Trump administration is taking legal aim at Los Angeles today. They're accusing the city of undermining federal immigration enforcement. New lawsuit now claiming that LA's sanctuary city policies discriminate against federal agents and block immigration law enforcement. The lawsuit was filed in California's Central District, and it names the city of Los Angeles, its council, and its mayor, Karen Bass. The Senate working throughout the night in an effort to advance the big, beautiful bill. Majority Leader John Thune telling reporters before a break for dinner that Republicans are still trying to find a way to stick the landing. The legislation is projected to add over $3 trillion to the national debt over the next decade. And boy, I don't know if you guys heard this story or not, but Disney Cruise is now docked after a dramatic rescue at sea. The Disney Dream Cruise, they were on their way back, I believe, from the Bahamas yesterday when a young girl fell overboard. And her father jumped over the railing and jumped in after her. And Disney crew, of course, jumped into action real quick, and they were able to rescue both the father and the daughter. But passengers are calling the dad a hero.
Wow. As a dad, that's just what you do. You know, your child gets in danger, you just got to jump to action. So hats off to that guy for jumping in.
Yeah, it's quite the dramatic thing, but yeah, just you do it without thinking about it. I think just about any father would.
Exactly. Thank you, David. Yeah, again, good morning. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber, here sitting in for Andrew McKay, sitting in with PJ, who's guiding me through. Appreciate all the help. It's 5:20 a.m. If you're getting up and starting your day, thank you for joining us. As I mentioned, I'm president of the Greater Pensacola Chamber, and one of the cool things we get to do at the Chamber every year, as it is now July 1st, and July 4th is just a few days away, we collaborate every year with the Pensacola Young Professionals to put on the 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular in downtown Pensacola. So we are gearing up for that again this Friday. Watching the weather, obviously. Right now it looks like we're going to be okay, but you know, it's Florida and things change quickly, so we can continue to keep an eye on that. But for Friday, we are looking forward to putting on the fireworks show again. We'll be in downtown Pensacola. Bayfront Parkway will be shut down by 5 o'clock, so be aware of that. You can come set up. Get you a good spot. We'll have food trucks. We'll have some other vendors out there set up, so you can come get your spot, get some good food, walk around, you know, see all the great things happening downtown, and then enjoy the fireworks, which will start at 9 o'clock. And make sure you bring your radio, because we will simulcast. We've got a great soundtrack that the folks here at Cat Country have put together that will go along with the fireworks, synchronized with the show. So very cool. So when you come downtown for the 4th of July fireworks, bring your radio, tune it to Cat Country, and you know, enjoy the show synced up with the music. Just adds a little something special to the fireworks as well. But as I mentioned, we do this every year with the Pensacola Young Professionals. It's our third year collaborating on this together. Always a great time. It's a great organization that we've really, you know, grown closer together over the last few years as we've done this and other events together. You know, it's just always cool to be able to put on the fireworks. And then we have got Peter Murger, and the symphony will be down at Maritime Park. Pensacola Blue Wahoos Stadium, you can also get in there. They've got Fun Fest for kids. So a lot of great activities happening around July 4th. Keep an eye out on the weather, and we'll put out information as we move along. You can go to PensacolaFireworks.com is our website. So we will continually update that with information and you know, where you can set up, where the streets will be shut off, things like that. Also, if you want to be a vendor, as I mentioned, we have a number of food trucks and other vendors. We still got a couple of days left to sign up, so you can go to that website, PensacolaFireworks.com, and sign up there if you want to be a vendor, and we will tell you where to set up as we get closer to Friday. 437-1620. If you want to call or text this morning. So, yeah, since we are coming up on the 4th of July, Send us in your 4th of July, if you have a tradition, if you get together with family or you have a certain, you know, do you cook out? Do you do the traditional hamburgers and hot dogs? Or do you, you know, put a brisket on first thing in the morning and enjoy that later in the day? Text us at 437-1620 or call us and let us know. What's your 4th of July tradition? Do you get together with your family? Do you get together with in the neighborhood? Do you go fishing first thing in the morning? You know, it's a Friday this year, so you get a day off from work, and you know, maybe you do something early in the morning and then come enjoy the fireworks in the evening. But you know, text or call 437-1620. Let us know what your 4th of July tradition is, if you have one, or if there's something like last year, I went and I got hot dogs from Doghouse Deli. Yeah, I thought that was very Americana, very 4th of July, and they were delicious and highly recommend it. I don't know, PJ, do you have any 4th of July traditions that?
Usually we just grill out. Yeah, that's part of the tradition, and then we head out to the beach to watch the fireworks. So
there you go.
Pretty standard for us.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you know, that's what it's all about. Family, enjoying some good food, enjoying the fireworks. 4th of July here in Pensacola, Northwest Florida, is pretty awesome.
Yeah, when the kids were smaller, we also had the little fireworks, you know,
right,
sparklers and things like that.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that. There are a couple of things we do want to remind folks. Do not bring any of your own fireworks, firecrackers, anything like that if you come to downtown to watch the fireworks. PPD will be down there. They'll be monitoring that. And please don't bring any pets. Dogs in particular don't respond well to fireworks, and obviously a lot of people. Two things we ask people: do not bring your own firecrackers and do not bring pets. You know, you might have that support alligator that you have with you most of the time, but you know, we ask you not to bring that for the 4th of July. But not many rules, but we just want to make sure we abide by those. Keep our friends at the Pensacola Police Department happy. They do a great job. They're there every year to make sure everything goes smoothly. But again, we're looking forward to this Friday in downtown Pensacola, 4th of July fireworks, road closures around 5, and then we'll be starting the show at 9. Again, bring your radios. You can simulcast the music that will be played starting at 9 o'clock. We'll get the fireworks cranked up, and it's always a fun time. And we'll keep an eye on the weather. We'll make sure that we let people know if there are any things that change with that. But as of right now, it's looking good, and excited for a big 4th of July celebration in Pensacola. So join us on Friday. And again, text, call us at 437-1620 if you've got any 4th of July traditions, anything you do. What do you cook out? What do you enjoy to eat? Get together with family, anything like that. Let us know, and we'll read them out here on the air as they come in. So again, I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. He's on a well-deserved vacation. Do a little plug while I've got a couple minutes here. So I have a show that comes on every other Monday here on 1620 at 10 a.m. We call the Chamber Connection, where we give the latest updates on the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, what we've got going on in terms of events and programming. Sometimes have guests to talk about particular things happening with the business community, whether it's workforce development or job creation. So check that out. That's every other Monday. So we'll be back again this Monday at 10 o'clock here on News Radio 923 92.3, 1620. Informative, local, dependable, as we like to say. And, you know, again, it's great to be here. Todd Thompson, president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. And we'll be back right after the bottom of the hour news.
Yeah, we have about a minute left. Tell me a little bit about the vendor registration for the 4th of July celebration.
Yeah, so again, go to our PensacolaFireworks.com is our website, and you can register there. And then Christy Rogers, who's with Pensacola Young Professionals, will be in touch with you about where you'll be set up for the day and what time to be there. We do have specific times that we because we can't get in too early to set up. Because we set a lot up some around Veterans Park and some around Bartram Park in downtown Pensacola.
Are there still spots available?
Yeah, we've got a few spots available. I would say the cutoff is tomorrow, so I'd get that in pretty quick if you're still interested. But we've got about 20 vendors right now, so we'll have a good lineup, but could always use a few more.
News. I'm CJ Papa, waiting for senators to finish a process that is now reaching historic numbers before a potential full vote on the president's one big beautiful bill.
They started that vote series, the Votorama, at 9:40 yesterday morning. The record for a Votorama is about 15 hours, and the record for the most number of votes that they processed is 44. And relatively how few amendments they've considered, that tells you a lot, because they're just plodding on and plodding on.
Fox's Chad program at the Capitol this morning. The family of Kelly Gonsalves, one of the four victims of Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger, say they were sent scrambling and jumped into panic mode after he reportedly accepted a plea deal to avoid the death penalty.
I also spoke to Kaylee's father last night, who told me, quote, "This isn't what we fought for."
That's Fox's Chandley Painter reporting this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 75 degrees this morning. A teenager that had the Baker High School swatted by police in 2023 will spend 4 years in a Florida prison. Landon Whittington, he was in court yesterday. He was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 2 years of probation. Prosecutors say Whittington called the Crestview Police Department, said he was in the school with guns planning to shoot the school up. They say he'd made similar calls to other schools in multiple states in exchange for money. Whittington will be required to write apology letters to each victim as a part of that sentence. Escambia County paramedics had to call for help after an EMT was attacked by a pit bull yesterday during a call at a local hotel. That happened at the Homestay Lodge on North Davis Highway about 4 a.m. Monday. Rescue crews say the dog bit the first responder on the leg and wouldn't let go. The hotel did post signs later saying that aggressive dog breeds were banned at the property. The EMT was taken to the hospital for treatment and was later released. President Trump will be on hand today for the opening of a new migrant detention center in the Everglades called Alligator Alcatraz. Governor Ron DeSantis says the facility got its name because it's located on an old airstrip surrounded by swampland full of pythons and gators. It'll house up to 5,000 detainees once it's in operation.
I think people think that somehow we just decided to build an airport out of whole cloth. No, that was there, right? It's a bunch of concrete. They're utilizing that.
Friends of the Everglades and other environmental groups are currently suing the Department of Homeland Security and ICE. Attorney Tanya Galone says the site could threaten the Everglades ecosystem that state taxpayers have spent billions to protect. That is refuted by Governor Ron DeSantis, who says The project will not have an environmental impact. Speaking of the governor, Florida's budget signed after he cut millions in spending. Governor DeSantis vetoed over $500 million from the budget that he signed yesterday. The vetoes include $200 million to buy land for the state's wildlife corridor. He did not veto raises for police, teachers, and other state employees, though. The budget also includes $2 billion in tax relief by permanently repealing the business rent tax. Senator Rick Scott says he has a plan to protect Medicaid for the future. Senator Scott yesterday talked about his proposed amendment to the Big Beautiful Bill, which would cut Medicaid spending by $300 billion. He said the plan would protect benefits for those who truly need them. And he said nobody who needs Medicaid would lose it. It's 534 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a 30% chance of some pop-up showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon today, high near 94 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 76. For Wednesday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 95. Storms could last later into the evening on Wednesday, low Wednesday night near 77 degrees. For Thursday, 40% chance of rain with a high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEART weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
75 right now, partly cloudy. Your next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has unloaded on the massive tax and spending bill that Trump is pushing Republicans to quickly run through Congress. Musk vowed that any fiscal conservatives who vote for the bill will face his wrath in their next primary races. Musk spent around $290 million backing Trump and other Republicans in the 2024 election. Amazon CEO Andy Jassy said the rapid rollout of artificial intelligence means the company will one day require fewer employees to do some of the jobs that get automated by the technology. Jassy told CNBC that while AI will replace some roles, there are going to be other jobs. A federal judge has denied Apple's request to throw out a U.S. government lawsuit alleging the technology company has built a maze of illegal barriers to protect the iPhone from competition and fatten its profit margins. Apple has sought to dismiss the lawsuit, arguing the Justice Department had distorted the contours of the smartphone market. Futures are slightly lower. That's your money now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money. And called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers, tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play Pecola Parks. It's time to get out and play. We'll be right back.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Ba 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 ba.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay this morning. Thanks for joining us here on News Radio 92.3, 1620, local, informative, dependable. So PJ, I'm a big history guy. Are you
into history? I wish my kids did, but yeah. I love history.
Yeah. Yeah. Fortunately my son, he's a big history guy too. So we get to talk about it a lot. And, you know, we had the great ad there with Andrew about 4th of July fireworks. You know, mm-hmm. We've been talking about it a little bit, but, so it being July 1st, you know, we're just a few days from the 4th. I looked up, you know, where we were on July 1st, 1776, as we were approaching.
So 3 days before.
Right. Because, mm-hmm. You know, the Continental Congress had been meeting and discussing what to do. Their, you know, frustrations with the king and the way, you know, things had been going, taxation without representation, what was going to happen. So I looked it up. And so on July 1st, 1776, Second Continental Congress was meeting in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and there was a resolution. It was called from Richard Lee. It was called Lee's Resolution. Was actually introduced on June 7th, but they had been debating it for some time, and finally on July 1st. They took a vote, and this was a resolution for independence. So they took the vote. 9 colonies were in favor. South Carolina and Pennsylvania opposed it. Delaware was split because they didn't have just one person in each delegation. They had multiple people. So Delaware was split, and New York abstained. So they didn't have the votes for independence on July 1st. But then they postponed until the next day. So July 2nd was actually the day that they voted. And then, you know, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence and then signed it on July 4th. So,
oh, wow.
So that's where we were 249 years ago.
Yeah.
As things were moving towards independence. But HBO has a great miniseries, John Adams miniseries that I don't know if you've seen it.
But I haven't yet, no.
It's really good. I always like to watch. I think it's 7 episodes total, mm-hmm. but it really gives you a good sense of, you know, leading up to you know, the Declaration being adopted and signed, and then, you know, how we came together as a nation, you know, through the Revolutionary War, and then, you know, the aftermath and George Washington becoming president and John Adams becoming president as John Adams. But mm-hmm. It's a really good book, and the book and the miniseries really track well. You know, sometimes they're like, oh, the book's, you know, much better than the movie or the miniseries, but it's really good. I highly recommend it if you're into history, particularly American history. John Adams on HBO, obviously you can stream it. It's really good. But, you know, being a big history guy and coming up on July 4th, I thought that'd be kind of a cool thing to bring up.
Yeah, I love going through the streaming apps. I just saw one recently on the Cuban Missile Crisis. Very fascinating stuff. So they've really done a good job, it seems like, in recent years of kind of like repackaging that and making it very, very compelling.
Right. So. Yeah, yeah. So, again, you can join us this Friday, July 4th in downtown Pensacola for the fireworks. We'll be setting up that afternoon. Roads will be shut down by 5, but you can set up along Bayfront Parkway, get you a good spot. We'll have great food trucks and some other vendors out there. You know, keep an eye on the weather. Right now it's looking good, but, you know, again, it's Florida. You never know exactly what's going to happen, but we'll get the word out. Again, you can go to PensacolaFireworks.com to get more information. Again, this is something that the Greater Pensacola Chamber, in conjunction with Pensacola Young Professional, we do this every year. Really great collaboration. Always fun to support the community in this way. And, you know, we'll have the Symphony Sparks and Stars at 7:30, Community Maritime Park, Peter Muget, Pensacola Blue Wahoos. We'll have activities for the kids at the stadium. So come on down. Be sure to bring your radio with you. You can live stream, not live stream, but bring your radio. If you stream it, it's going to be a few seconds behind and it won't be synced up with the fireworks. But bring your radio and tune it to Cat Country, and you'll be able to enjoy the fireworks with the pre-selected songs that you know, are your patriotic favorites that go great with the fireworks. So again, come on down Friday, July 4th in downtown Pensacola. And again, call or text at 850-437-1620. Let us know if you've got 4th of July traditions, what you like to eat, what you like to put on the grill, things like that, and we'll share them on the air. Again, the number is 850-437-1620. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay. We'll be back in a few minutes after some great commercials. Thank you.
So I have known Christina Leavenworth as long as I've lived here. You know, back to when she was in the news and then all the things that she's done since then and with her family and everything else. And when she said that she wanted to get into real estate, those of us who knew her thought, well, a lot of people try, but if anybody can make it work, you can. And she has, it's unbelievable, honestly. And the reason is because, you know, she's really smart and she's very personable. But frankly, I think it's because she's willing to do all the little things that kind of everybody knows you're supposed to do. She just does them. She calls back right away. She follows up. And when people come and look at a house and they don't make an offer, she thinks, well, let's find out why. So she'll call the agent and the agent will say, well, they didn't like this or the price or whatever. And, you know, she says, okay, great, because that's a learning opportunity. Maybe we can do it better in the future. Or, well, you know, actually, we can fix that. Would they be interested if we did this? Maybe, because that can become a sale. That is such a little thing, but think about it. How many people are really willing to do that little step, but it can turn into so many great results? That's the way she approaches everything, from fixing nails in the drywall, you know, holes in the drywall the night before you're supposed to have a closing just to make sure the closing happens. Whatever it takes, she gets the job done. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milton Duck Race is Friday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5 o'clock. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpirates.com. Celebrate America Friday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola 4th of July fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com. Happy 4th of July.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. There are now over 150,000 lawyers in the state of Florida. However, less than 1,000 are board-certified civil trial lawyers. I am proud to say that I have been board-certified since 1993. If you need help with any injury case, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite band. So good. So good. This week, it's Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs celebrating their 30th anniversary. Get ready to jam with their 10-piece band. Plus, it's Buck Lee Night, brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. See you at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion for Bands on the Beach.
During the month of July, score incredible savings on American-made flooring at Jonathan's Flooring. Like 5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $299, now only $249 a square foot. Or 6.5mm vinyl plank flooring in a variety of colors with pads, normally $399, now $329 a square foot. The Made in America sales event happening throughout the month of July at Jonathan's Flooring, 9320 North Palafox, and online at jonathansflooring.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in on the Pensacola Morning News. Andrew McKay is out today, so I have the honor of sitting in his chair and being with you for the next 3+ hours. As I said, I'm the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, and I just wanted to, you know, kind of talk about the chamber a little bit here this morning and let you know who we are, what we do, and how we support the business community. So the Greater Pensacola Chamber is the oldest chamber in the state of Florida, founded in 1889. We are, over 1,100 members, and, we are here to support the business community, and, we really appreciate y'all's support. And with that, I'm going to go to David Wayne with some headlines.
Well, good morning. Some news out of Idaho today. The suspect in that firefighter ambush shooting in Idaho has been identified now as 20-year-old Wes Rowley. Kootenai County Sheriff Bob Norris says that Rowley shot and killed two firefighters and wounded another before he ended up shooting and killing himself. Norris said authorities had contact with Rowley in the past over minor incidents, but apparently he did not have a criminal record before this terrible incident on that mountain in Idaho there. President Trump is on his way to Florida today. He'll be at the opening of the new Alligator Alcatraz in the Everglades. Spokesperson Carolyn Leavitt said that grand opening will happen today with the president on site. That facility, of course, being built in the Everglades at an old airstrip. And they say that'll hold thousands of undocumented immigrants once that is in full operation. And 4th of July travel is apparently set to surge, according to the TSA. They say millions of Americans are expected to hit the roads and skies here very soon for the 4th of July, and they're expecting more than 72 million people to be traveling for the holiday this week.
All right. Well, hopefully a lot of them, not too many, but some of them are coming here to join us in Pensacola for our 4th of July fireworks on Friday. So, yeah, as I was saying, I'm the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Over 1,100 members here in the Greater Pensacola area. We do a number of things here at the Chamber to support the business community. We do a monthly Good Morning Pensacola breakfast. It's typically the first Friday of every month. We won't do it this Friday because of the 4th, but out at Scenic Hills Country Club, we have about 130 folks that come, and it's a great networking opportunity to connect with other small business folks or, typically sponsored by some of our larger employers, but it's a good mix. It's a great way to get connected and, kind of meet the movers and shakers in the business community, but also have great programs with a lot of great information that you'll learn. We get to support our Small Business of the Month. We have a nonprofit spotlight. So it's a great way to kind of kick off the month. Again, that's our Good Morning Pensacola breakfast, the first Friday of every month at Scenic Hills Country Club. We do a business after hours every month that's hosted at a business. So we just had one last week at the new Woodlands facility on 9 Mile Road. If you remember where the Carmike Theater used to be, the Woodlands moved in there and had sort of their first big event, showing off their new location. But again, these are great events to come network, to meet other business professionals. We always have great door prizes and, just a kind of relaxing way to meet folks and exchange business cards and really connect. Some of our larger events, so next month we will have our State of Education. Back to school is not too far away, so we will be hearing from our education leaders in the community about what they're seeing heading into the 2025-26 school year. So that'll be in late August. Haven't set all the details yet, but once we do, we'll get those out. That's our State of Education luncheon. So we do a State of series, and this is part of that series. We do a State of Education. We do State of the Military. We do State of the Economy. So these are events where we bring in experts to talk about what's happening in these fields, what's going on. So State of Education kind of kicks off our year as we get started with the school year, and we'll get to hear from those experts that are leading our education institutions here in Escambia County in Northwest Florida. So that'll be late August. Keep your eyes out for that. You can always find out about all of our events and information on our website, PensacolaChamber.com. We've got a great calendar of events on there. If you're a chamber member, you can post your event on our calendar. It's our most visited page on the website, and it's one of the benefits of being a member of the chamber, be able to post your event on our website that gets a ton of visits. So you can do that. As a new member of the chamber, you get a ribbon cutting, and that's always a fun thing that we get to do. And it's not just we show up and cut a ribbon and leave. It's really a production. We bring our chamber ambassadors. They're our volunteers who come to our events. They help support the chamber at the ribbon cuttings. They volunteer at our Good Morning Pensacola and other events to help out. But we bring our ambassadors. We have a full program. We do this live on our social media platforms. So you get an opportunity to do an interview with one of our ambassadors, and you get to talk about your business, where you're located, your services, how people can get in touch with you, all of that live on our social media with thousands of likes and follows. So it's a great benefit to joining the chamber just to get that ribbon cutting and that publicity. Also, as a new member, you get to come to Good Morning Pensacola, get up in front of 130 people and give a 30-second, commercial, basically, again, your business, where you're located, your services, all that. So again, that's just, some of the benefits you get for joining the chamber. We also have upcoming in July on the 16th, we have our Workforce Wednesday. So we do these monthly where we have it's like a lunch and learn at the chamber where you come in and we'll have an expert speaking on a workforce topic. Again, $20 covers your lunch. You get a lot of great information and, again, another opportunity to connect with local business folks. So those are just a few of the things that we've got going at the chamber. The summer's a little bit slower. As I mentioned earlier, we're doing the 4th of July fireworks, but we do a lot of planning. Our busy season sort of follows the school year. We get cranked up in August, going through a little downtime in the holidays. But then again, through the spring, we're really busy. And then the summer is a little bit slower. But we're always doing something. We've got a great staff that keeps us going and does a great job supporting our members. So if you're interested in joining the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, shameless plug, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com and you can sign up there, or you can call Willa Licata at our office, and she will set you up with all the information you need. She'll be happy to come visit with you, talk about all the benefits that go along with being a chamber member, And, you know, we want to have as many members as possible because, you know, it's all about connecting the community, connecting our businesses, and doing what we can to support and continue to grow our economy. We've got a lot of great things that are happening locally. Really excited for our future, and we just want to see that momentum continue, and we want you to be a part of it at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. So again, PensacolaChamber.com. Check us out. We'd love to have you as members, but it's just, you know, it's a real honor to be president and CEO of Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. As I mentioned earlier, the oldest chamber in the state of Florida since 1889. You know, we have our annual meeting that'll be happening in September. One of our signature events where we introduce our new board members. We talk about our programs and activities and, you know, just give you an update as a chamber member on what we've been doing. So we have, you know, some of our focus areas are workforce development. As I mentioned, we have Workforce Wednesday, economic development, innovation and entrepreneurism. We were really trying to get our entrepreneurial folks and startups connected. That's something that Lloyd Richard, who's on our board, is very passionate about and does a great job with. So we're trying to work on bringing that community together, build those resources. So if you have an idea for a business or a startup, you know where to get connected, come to us at PensacolaChamber.com and we'll get you signed up. I'm Todd Thompson, Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, sitting in for Andrew McKay.